Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, as it always is. I'm very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a very important member of our Brain Trust. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC, and as I mentioned earlier in the hour, once a month, Sam polls his partner, 600-700 chief financial officers, chief information officers, who are helping to run businesses not unlike yours and mine across the country. And Sam polls them and asks them how are things going in the economy. And they give him their information. He tabulates that information, puts it into a report, and we're one of the beneficiaries of that report every month. And so he's here with us right now. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back with you, Jim. I wish I had better news this month, but it is what it is.
I almost didn't let you come back, Sam. I got your report, and I said, you know, he's just going to have to do better than this. This just isn't up to Sam's normal work. I mean, Sam, how can I be a Pollyanna when you've got all this red ink staring me in the face here? Sam, we were tripping along, seeming to be not doing as bad as everybody thought we were, and to the point where it almost looked like, you know, maybe we could be seeing the signs of a recovery. And then along comes the month of June, and it licks the red off of our candy, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, any recovery tends to be fragile. And we saw hints of a recovery in the last couple of months. It looked like to us that things had bottomed out and were beginning to turn up, if ever so slightly, but beginning to turn up. And then along comes June. And the key thing that happened in June was a surge in oil prices from about $122 a barrel to $145 a barrel. A 20% increase in 1 month sent the Dow Jones down by about 10%. The equity markets, when they drop 10% and oil's up 20% in 1 month, that's a major change. And it changed the outlook and the current conditions and the way that our partners are reporting on their individual client businesses. In terms of the business conditions, not so much. These are not economists. These are people where the rubber meets the road, and we're asking them, how does it look in that industry, in that location, right now, looking back 30 days and ahead 60 days.
Right. Yeah, and these are guys. You know, I've been pretty impressed with your guys, Sam, because whenever I see, I have at my available to me some other reports from different types of sectors.
Mm-hmm.
One is a pretty large small business survey, and then I read other surveys, and I'm pretty impressed with how accurate and how your report tracks with a lot of these other reports. And maybe I should say I'm impressed with how well theirs tracks with yours, Sam. But the main thing is I'm pretty impressed with the reality, the real world stuff that your guys give us back.
We focus on the very near term, the last 30 days and the next 60, because of this focus and because we conduct our survey right at the end of the month and go to press right away at the first of the month, it's very current. And secondly, the other advantage of our particular survey is we're going back to essentially the same folks month after month after month. So the trends are based on a relatively consistent survey participant pool.
Right, right. And so when you asked them about order backlog, Sam, they didn't have good news, did they?
No, the order backlogs were down sharply from last month, and the outlook is for a further deterioration. There's whenever there's a slowdown, there tends to be just it's not as accentuated used to be as it used to be, but there's a little temporary buildup in inventories, and then the orders decline. And looking at manufacturing last month, it was a mixed bag, and some industries that were manufacturers, if they're exporters, they were kind of clicking along okay. The non-exporters tended to be very weak, and the net result is a decline in backlogs both for the past 30 days and the outlook for the next 60.
Right. Sam, hold on to that thought, folks. We got more to come on this report. And even though, and it's not all bad news, a lot of it's not great news, but it's the reality, folks. It's what Brian and I were talking about. You got to deal with the reality if you're going to succeed. 20 Till, we'll be right back with more reality after these messages. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And he's here with his report. Sam, before we go any further, tell the audience about the Tatum partner, Tatum LLC, I should say, and a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, it did start out as a partnership, and it's now grown to a bit over 1,000 professionals. And what we do is provide an outsource for executives, principally in the financial functions at the high end, chief financial officers and controllers. And we do projects for companies and go right in as part of the management team to help solve problems and help seize opportunities. And so it's mainly financial, but also chief information officers as well. And we're in 36 markets around the country.
And folks, when they started, when Sam and Doug Tatum, one of the founders, started doing my show many years ago, they only had 300 partners.
Yeah.
So
just by being on your show, Jim.
I keep thinking I'm going to get a commission check one of these days, but no. Sam, let's get back into. By the way, that's TatumLLC.com now.
TatumLLC.com is our website,
right.
And
so
by the way, we post our survey on that website under the category news.
Right. Okay. So check that out, folks. Okay, we were talking about order backlogs. The information that his partners have provided him with, folks, including order backlogs, those numbers are down. 60 days out are down. Do you take into consideration cyclical, seasonal stuff, Sam?
We don't try to adjust for seasonality, and we just provide the raw figures. And sometimes there are seasonal factors that can affect this. So we do not adjust for seasonal factors. But if we were focused on one industry versus another, it would matter. But we're taking a look at the total economy, and we think that seasonal factors in this case are not material.
Right. Okay. What about capital expenditures? Now, those numbers, that's the only green on your sheet here, Sam.
It's a mixed bag. It's very interesting. We ask our participants to tell us about their capital expenditure commitments, looking back 30 days and forward 60 days. Were the capital expenditure commitments higher, lower, or about the same? And the interesting thing in capital expenditures was that we had an increase in the proportion that said that their capital expenditure commitments were higher, and we also had an increase in the proportion of those who said the capital expenditures were lower. And what that reflects is that some parts of the economy are being hit worse than other parts of the economy. And so there is some expansion going on. We think it's primarily in the technology area rather than in the expansion of capacity. And by the way, technology firms are the companies are the strongest sector that we see in our in our survey. But
and by the way, folks, I predict
the there were more people who were making fewer capital expenditure commitments both in the past 30 days and in the outlook. But there were also a higher portion saying that they. And so what it was a reduction in those who said things are going to be about the same. But it is, it's a semi-green era, let's put it that way.
Well, you know, there are times when sometimes it can be illogical to think about it this way, but there are times when the economy is off, it's slow a little bit. Sometimes those are the best times to retool. When you've got time to be down for a day to install a new piece of equipment, or you got time to send people off for training. I mean, these you know, even though you don't like what's going on, when sales are rolling in and people and business is rocking and rolling, nobody wants to slow down and retool or upgrade at that time because you're so busy raking in the dough, right? But if the truth is this is a good time. And I'll tell you something else, Sam, as you know very well. A lot of companies who have things that they want you to use as to retool, now is a time when you might be getting the best deals. And well, and the government, pardon me, Sam, one more point. The government is also contributing by through Section 179, increasing the tax advantages for doing that.
Well, there are many advantages, including one that you didn't mention, and that is the availability of the talent.
Yep.
Sometimes when there's an overall slowdown, it means that the availability of talent to get some specialized things done is more available or available sooner. So it can be a good time to tool up. But we need to also be thinking about our financial condition and our overall creditability, that is the ability to obtain credit, because that is
right.
A big factor that is going on right now and is undergoing some change.
Well, but I tell you, it's probably a lot of equipment out there that's being leased right now, or maybe semi-financed by the manufacturer. They need to get those goods out the door, and so folks, the good news is you need to be looking around for opportunities like that. There may be some opportunities for you to acquire some upgrades at a price and at terms that you couldn't have got a year ago, may not be able to get next year. I mean, this, if you're planning on being in business in 2009, you know, don't go into a cave. Pay attention to what's going on out there. There may be some deals that you can't pass up. Stand by, Sam. Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood after these messages. We come back, we're going to talk about employment and availability of capital. Stay with us. Dire Straits cut for you coming back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives and the Brain Trust members and the articles and the blog and the newsletter and lots of stuff, including Sam's report, the survey that he provides us every month. That's there on the homepage. So check that out, and we'll have the new one posted this week. And that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. So check those out. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out and use our stuff. Sam Norwood is our guest. As I said, he's with Tatum LLC, and we're talking about the most recent Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, the July edition, which covers June backwards and then July, August forward, this particular one. And Sam, talk to us about employment. What did your people say about employment?
Well, looking back 30 days, we had a split deal a lot like our capital expenditure commitments. We had a rising proportion of participants said they added employment, and offsetting that was a rising proportion who said they decreased employment. So we call that about flat. But looking out 60 days, the angle turns down. While some proportion expects some increase in the next 60 days. A larger proportion figures that they'll decrease employment looking out 60 days. So the outlook for employment is not good. We call it flat for the past month, but down for the next 60 days. And as you know, employment is a driver of the economy. And if people are scared about losing their jobs, then they change their spending habits or their spending patterns. So this offers some level of concern about the outlook.
You know, Sam, I know that everybody's upset about $4 a gallon gas, and I am too.
Yeah.
I know food's up, and I know we got some challenges. But, you know, here, think about this. Now, you're almost as old as I am, Sam. And so, I mean, you know, you and I have lived through some times that would make this time look like an expansion.
I mean,
we got four. You know, if you include energy, we've only got about four something inflation. Payroll 5.5%, more people employed than ever before in the history of mankind. I mean, we need to step back and look at the world we're in compared to the world that we have had. And I know we got a lot of there's a lot of stuff out there that can go bump in the night. We haven't weathered the storm completely yet, but you know, I don't think we need to get too hysterical about things right now. What do you think?
No, I think not. We do watch the upturns, and we're happy when they happen. We watch the downturns. It's soft right now, but I've been through the recessions of 74, 75, and 80, 81, 90, and even back as far as 1970.
69, yeah.
So
my first one was 69.
So anyway, they come and go. What we can do is we need to be alert and adjust to our realities while keeping an eye toward the opportunities, because it's never as bad as it seems when things are going down. It's probably never as good as it seems when things are on top. So we have to keep that perspective. And when things are soft right now, well, we just use this as an opportunity to maybe strengthen our infrastructure, keep the marketing going, but keep the costs down and keep liquid. The creditability is one of the big concerns we have now looking forward, because the banks are under some pressure from the regulators to tighten their lending standards, their underwriting standards,
yep,
for making and continuing with loans.
You know, one other thing, Sam, in this employment topic, with big companies laying off some of their good people, now is a great time to be looking around to find really high-quality talent looking for a job. And you find those people a home, show them how cool and how much fun it is to be part of a small business, they'll hang out with you.
Well, that's right. And for individuals, it may be a good time to reassess where you're really going and who you really want to be with.
Yeah.
So it could be a time of change and opportunity for getting some great help, and it could be for individuals a great time to be looking around to see where they really want to go with their career.
One thing we know, and in every downturn, there are plenty of opportunities for the people who know how to look for them. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Give us that website one more time, please.
The website for Tatum is Tatum LLC, that's T-A-T-U-M, LLC.com.
Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you
great
next time.
Thanks.
Gotta go.
Pleasure to be with you.
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.